This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome to the Vanguard. I am Matt Wright, and together you and I are going to be traversing the muddy waters of freedom. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. I'm very excited about this episode. I'm always excited whenever I can get this guest on. But before we get into introducing the guest and all of that, let's pay off a couple of the bills. Because as we know, I don't make much money, so I have to make it however I can here. So, this episode is brought to you by Mudwater. Mudwater is a coffee alternative, as well as the most aptly named sponsor for this show ever. With 1/7 of the caffeine as a regular cup of coffee. It's made with masala chai, cacao, mushrooms, turmeric, sea salt, cinnamon, and that is it. And I know what you're thinking, Matt, you are somebody who loves caffeine. Why would you be hawking for a company that is advertising less caffeine? And that's because it worked. It's true. I love caffeine. I used to drink 2 energy drinks a day, and now I might have 1 a week. All thanks to Mudwater. If you or someone you love might want to make the switch to Mudwater, all you have to do is head on over to muddiedwatersoffreedom.com/mud to make the switch today. So my guest today is the wonderful and fantastic Tyler Morrison. You may remember him from a few episodes back. Tyler Morrison is the funniest Canadian since Norm Macdonald. Currently, he has a brand new special. It just came out on St. Patrick's Day. It is called Pimp Daddy. You can find it on YouTube while you are there. You should also check out his special Too Soon, his full set Burn the Village, and make sure that you share it. Make sure you share it. Make sure you comment. Get it all up in the algorithm. Do everything you can to promote this guy. I say this during the episode, but I'll say it again here. Comedians are not the modern day philosophers as they like to think. Some of them like to think they are. They are, you know, they're people, but they have to be brave. Most of them have to be brave. The funnier they are, the braver they actually have to be, because they have to sit there and say things that they know are going to make people upset there. It's going to make people angry, and they have to stand by it. That's one of the reasons that I reached out to Tyler. The way that his comedy sat with me, I thought it was absolutely hilarious, and I knew that it was making people angry, and I wanted to see how easy that was to do in Canada. Especially with all of the new laws that were coming on, and that's why we're going to be talking about a new law that's being proposed in Canada. So, comedians are some of the bravest people out there. And that's why I enjoy having them on the show more so than, you know, somebody out there who's trying to push their podcast or something like that. Because comedians are out there doing it on the front lines. They are the frontline people of people attempting to have them shut down because of the words that they are saying and the opinions that they hold, even if they aren't really the opinions that they hold. So tune in. Go watch all of Tyler's stuff. Share as much of it as you can, or as much of it as you feel comfortable sharing. And if your name is Sally Wright, don't watch this episode. Mom, don't watch this episode, okay? If you've made it this far into the episode, you can stop. I've already got the view count. You don't have to watch anymore. Thank you so much for doing it. Do not watch past right now. Thank you all so much, and I will be back after the episode. But here it is, my talk with Tyler Morrison. Tyler, it is always good to have you on the show. You are by far the funniest Canadian since Norm MacDonald.
Well, thank you. That's a huge compliment. I mean, Norm's he's the best. So
he's the goat. He is the goat. So in my mind, it's Norm, then you.
Well, good thing he's dead.
You are the
everything's good. Coming up Morrison now.
You are the funniest living Canadian, except for maybe Jared Nathan.
Hopefully that he'll fucking die young too. Isn't he mentally challenged?
Yeah, he is.
They die sooner, right? I don't know how that works.
I think so. I think when he tried to find his genealogy, he had to go to 24 and me.
Jared Nathan is fucking hilarious. That
he is funny as crap, man. He is so fucking funny. I started seeing him on Kill Tony, and then I started watching him on I started watching his specials and things like that. And the timing that he does with his stutter is absolutely unbelievable.
What do you mean timing? He's just taking up all of it?
Like, I don't know how he does it. Like, he knows how long a minute is, because whenever he's on Kill Tony, it's 1 minute and he hits the punchline at 1 minute, even with his and I'm like,
I love Jared Nathan, but if you haven't seen him, guys who are watching, people watching, check him out. Watch his stand-up comedy. Check out one of his clips. Listening to this guy talk is like watching the fucking Price is Right wheel just.
It's like when you had a CD back in like the 90s and it had a skip in it. It was like, it's a George Thorogood bad to the bone.
They play the Thorogood song when he comes on stage on Kill Tony. That's so funny.
I know. Bad to Tony. But he is so funny. And every time that he would look at Red Van and call him retarded, I laughed my ass off. What are you? Retarded. Like, oh my god. So the last time
Hinchcliffe's got a whole stable of show ponies he's rolling out these days.
He really does, man. He really does.
Just greasing the funny farm.
he is definitely chumming the waters for comedy. Just he finds random people from across the world. He's just like, yeah, just come on whenever you want. One of my buddies
It's cool.
It is.
He's given a lot of these guys their first big credit and put them on a big stage. It's cool. I think because, like, you know, Tony roasts people and he could come across as a dick sometimes, but like he's straight up a pretty good dude, and I think he cares about helping people out too. So and he has.
Yeah, I agree. You've met Tony before. Well, you've roasted Tony before, so I assume you've met him.
Yeah. We worked together a few times on roasts. Ron Jeremy roast, Iron Sheik roast, and. Yeah, I've always enjoyed working with Tony. He's fucking hilarious.
When you roasted Dustin Diamond.
Okay.
Was that – whose roast was that you did that at?
So that was the Ron Jeremy roast.
Okay. Because I've seen the Dustin Diamond part. Oh, were they really? Oh, that's right, because Screech did porn.
Screech did porn. He had a porn called Saved by the Smell. I think I made the joke on the roast. I'm like, what was that? What scent was that? Or sorry, what smell was that? The scent of your dad burning all the hard-earned cash you made as a child?
Oh, God. Yeah. I never met Dustin Diamond, but he when I was a kid, I was like, man, he seems like a nerd, but like he seems so cool. And then I got older, I was like, he does not seem like somebody I would want to ever be around ever.
So he had a bad reputation, and probably deservedly so from most accounts that I've heard. But I'll say this, when I worked with Dustin on the Ron Jeremy roast, he was really, really nice. And I thought that he was like the opposite of kind of what I was expecting. I was kind of hoping that he was going to be a dick.
Right.
And I was loading up the guns for the roast. Like, I didn't give a fuck about roasting Ron Jeremy. I'm like, I'm taking down Screech. Like, I want to make Screech lose his fucking mind. And
Have
I
him try
hit
to fight
Dustin.
you.
Yeah, I was hoping to get a good story out of it. And you know, but then you think about that, and it's like, how many people do these type of care, you know, personas, or you know, child stars, who you get that one typecast role or that one big, you know, 15 minutes of fame, and like people fuck with you for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a, you're a prisoner of your own device in a way, or really it's not even their fault because they were kids when they got that hung on them. So when he came in, I was, you know, it was kind of that situation. I was like, we'd heard that he was an asshole though, like, because he was doing the stand-up circuit and whatnot, and the reports were not good. It's, but you know, he wasn't very well liked, and he was definitely not respected as a stand-up. And then when he came in,
On a
but
scale
when he came into
from
the roast, he was really sweet. Like, he was super nice, and I felt like I didn't feel bad about the roast jokes, because that's just a roast. But like, I really like looked at him like in a different way. I was like, oh man, like it seemed like he was trying to make amends for past behavior or reputation, and so I kind of, you know, felt I didn't. It's not that you feel bad for someone, or, but I do have empathy in that regard. And then like 2 weeks later, he fucking stabbed those dudes in Milwaukee, and they ended up going to prison. And it was just a crazy thing. But if you look at like that situation with Dustin, where he stabbed those guys, they were just, I'm pretty sure they're just guys who saw Screech and they started fucking with him in the bar, and he felt threatened because there's three of them, and it was just him with his girlfriend. He's trying to, you know, man up and protect himself and his girl. And he ended up stabbing one or two of them, I think. But he
I
went to
think
jail. But like, really, he has no criminal record before. I can't believe he actually did time for that. I was shocked. It sounded to me like a real clear-cut case of this should be self-defense. And so I did feel bad that he went to prison. And I remember when we did the Ron Jeremy roast, a little like inside baseball, there was some fuck-ups with the original production, where they forgot to get some of the comics to sign releases, and so there was some holdouts on comics not signing releases. I don't know if I told this on the last time I was on.
I know who didn't sign it on the last one, but you
Yeah,
didn't tell it.
but
You didn't tell me on the last. You didn't say it on the
did I
last
talk
show.
about this on the last one,
I don't
where I
think
got
so.
Dustin? So Dustin Diamond is going to jail. He's going to prison, and I got him to sign the release the day he was going to prison, which is fucking crazy. And that, you
So
know, it was like right down to the wire. And
He's
so
showing
that's
up. He's showing up to the courthouse to like be arraigned or be sentenced, and you're like, "Excuse me, hey, can you sign this?"
yeah, I was going through his agent, and we got it done the day of, and
That's
we
crazy.
worked it all out. But I'm glad I did, because you know, you want to be able to show people that stuff is pretty
And
funny.
I mean, that's a fantastic, that clip of that roast is available on YouTube along with your last special Too Soon, which if the people haven't watched it since the last time you were on, they definitely should because it's hilarious. And I think since the last time you were on, you released your full set of Burn the Village, which
Yes.
that was amazing. I loved every minute. That's like a
Oh,
15 minute
thank you.
set, 15 minute set
Yeah,
or
it's like
something like that.
15, 16-minute show. Yeah, it was in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, the most Canadian town you can be in. And yeah, we did this. This show was cool, actually. It was me and like six or seven comics, like local guys out there. And we did a show where we did a stand-up show where we each did, I think everyone else did like 7 or 8 minutes, and I did 16 at the end. And then all the fans got on to, like, I think there was like four party buses, and we took all the fans from the comedy club to this vodka distillery for a huge like party and like a roast that we did. We did this roast show. It was fucking awesome, man. It's called Comedy Crawl, and it was like based on an event that we used to do at my festival where I live. But we, yeah, Comedy Crawl is always the best. We get party buses and we go from one venue to the next. Like one time when we did it, I think the must have been the first time we did the comedy crawl up here, that's when like Andrew Schultz was at the fest before he was like a big known comic, but people got to go on these party buses with the comics too, and the comics are all drinking with them, and it's unreal.
Yeah, and no, that's not, I mean, that sounds, God, that sounds so amazing. Andrew Schultz is one of the best crowd work comics I've ever seen. That dude is incredible.
He's slick, man. He really understands other people's cultures and has a wide knowledge culture, and that makes so relatable in any conversation, especially when you're in New York, when it's such a diverse, you know, melting pot of people that you're going to get. So, and then now that he's on tour and he goes to all these different places, he really, you know, has that shit down, man. It really does.
Awesome. It's insane. Like he was doing a show in Hawaii. I think it was in Hawaii. It had to be Hawaii, but he was doing a show in Hawaii and like, he's roasting the people in the audience and he made some comment, and I don't remember the name of the, like, I don't know the islands that are out there that aren't part of Hawaii, but, he was like, yeah, as long as they're not, you know, Pacific Islanders of another kind. And everybody in the audience just started dying. And he goes, oh, are you one of those people? Oh, no wonder you're over here by yourself. Like, and he's just like roasting the hell out of these people. And every, like, I was just like, who would know that doesn't live there?
Yeah, exactly. No, he does his homework.
He definitely does his homework. So you've got a new special that released March 17th, this past Sunday, called Pimp Daddy.
That's right.
We're recording this beforehand, so I can't wait to see it. I could just pony up the money and give you money on Patreon, but, you know.
But you're a fucking dweeb.
I am.
I'll send you a link. I'll send you a link right after.
All right. Sweet. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I've loved everything that you put out. But if I remember correctly, when you put Pimp Daddy, when you recorded Pimp Daddy, it was a few years ago, correct?
It was, it would have been, I guess, not this past New Year's Eve, but the previous one. So it was on New Year's Eve. So it was like right at the start. And 23. Yeah, there was a little bit of, we had some trouble with like the back end, and then that got sorted out. But I was producing, I produce a lot of other comedian stuff, like albums and specials. And I had other people's stuff that I kind of had a priority on getting that done before my own. Which is, you know, always important. If you're a producer, you know, you can't just put yourself ahead of everyone. So I had to shuffle a couple of things around, and I got all these other projects done, and finally we could really work on Pimp Daddy and just get it to where I wanted it to be and make it work. And I'm really happy with how it turned out. And
nice.
I hope people like it. It's always, when you put a stand-up special out, you know, you see how fucking toxic it is out there, and you just gotta prepare for the hate. But I don't know. I think it's on brand. So if people like my comedy, they'll probably like this.
Right.
Sort of.
That's fair. No, that's,
if they don't like it, they're a fucking loser anyway.
Right.
They can suck my little dick.
Hey. So. Since you are a comedian, and you know, you put so much out on the internet, and you say stuff on the internet that as a comedian that I respect, you don't apologize for. do you get worried about like the new laws that are being proposed up in Canada by your prime minister and the other members? I don't understand how your weird parliamentary system works, but one of the people in your government, the Justice Minister Arif Virani, who introduced this bill, which is known as the Online Harms Act, or OHA. Mm-hmm. And he says that...
More like NOHA.
NOHA. Vote no on OHA. Vote NOHA. Okay. he says that he, because he's a dad... And you're a dad, and I was a stepdad for a little bit. So it's like, I kind of understand that feeling that people have on, you know, I need to protect my kids. But he says he was terrified of the dangers that lurk on the internet for our children. So in this bill, Bill C-63 in Canada, it would allow judges to imprison adults for life if they advocate for genocide.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
That doesn't sound like a... anti-pedophile law, does it?
No, that doesn't. No. No, and I would, so if you advocate for swallowing, does that mean life in prison? That's the best joke I came up with in 3 days right there.
From what I'm seeing with the law, yeah, it's, I mean, there's some of the problem with these type of laws are is basically that it's open-ended, and
Yeah.
it could end up being a Trojan horse for, other problems. So yeah, like obviously we don't like pedophiles, we want to protect the kids. Yes, that's a noble, ambitious law to propose. But then when it's like open-ended, all of a sudden it's like talking about genocide and shit like that. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
Right.
wouldn't, first of all, wouldn't you rather someone who is planning on committing genocide be posting about it so you know who to
So
go
you
and
know who to.
fucking arrest? Like, the every single
Yes.
time, my argument on all of this with free speech is, if you, the more you suppress people's speech, it's worse when they have it, when they're meeting in secret.
Yeah.
If they're just out popping off and you don't know who the racists are or who the, dangerous people are in society, that makes your job a lot harder. And it also creates a, sort of this sneaking around. It leads to worse plots and worse outrage. If some asshole just posting online, like that's his one fucking vent, like just saying fuck you motherfuckers, and you take that away from him, like what's the next button he's gonna push? Is it gonna be a fucking bomb because he has no fucking outlet? I mean,
Right, because
these,
he can't just post on Twitter. I fucking hate all of you.
yeah, but ultimately I do think that it's like anytime you try and suppress free speech or whatever, that leads to worse problems, and it leads to people in the shadows, and we don't like that. I mean, and this one just seems so open-ended. It always, the problem with any politics, like any, political system, is when someone stays too long, they always start fucking around with free speech eventually. They always just, now I get to, now I got nothing else to do, I'm gonna fuck around with it.
Right.
Remember, we had Stephen Harper, who is our, on the conservative side, he'd be more Republican if we were talking American politics. Stephen Harper was the prime minister before Justin Trudeau, who's, pretty far left.
Right.
So,
I know what
he's
you
the
mean.
opposite.
I understand the issue when you're
And in
doing this
the,
online.
yeah, I'm all confused because the video, yeah. But at the end of the Harper's term, he was starting to fuck around with free speech too. And I was like, oh, this motherfucker's got to go. Like, it's time for him to go. And then, Trudeau, he comes in and he fucks around a little bit. And then it just gets worse and worse the longer he stays. And eventually you got to get him out, And I think
So,
he's gone. I don't think he's going to be around long, but I don't know everything about this particular bill. Like, has it been passed, or has it been just proposed? That's the question, I guess.
okay, so published March 14th. So this is a, it's been proposed. It has been proposed. I
Okay,
get,
so it still can get shot down, and
right.
if people make enough noise about it in the public, it probably will. This kind of
So,
stuff happens all the time. It's
right. So one of the things, and the 5 years to life imprisonment for advocating genocide, like, obviously, I think that that's absurd. Like, I don't want people advocating genocide, but if you and I are joking around here on the show, like, does that become advocating genocide if we're talking about, nuking Haiti to get rid of cannibals or whatever?
yeah,
Because they.
and the whole, I agree with it. That's where it's dangerous, right? Where it's open-ended like that. And we live in Canada, where I live in Canada. We talked about this on the last one, I think, the Mike Ward stuff
Right.
with the comedian who had the Human Rights Tribunal. With that already being a dangerous precedent, I don't like these type of laws that are being put forward. Anytime I post, I gotta use a VPN, I guess.
Right. Well, so okay, so the worst part, like I agree that like this is terrible, the like 'cause there's no real definition for it. But what makes it, what's the scarier thing for me, because of people like you who live in Canada and the fact that I think that America is just like 10 years behind you on doing stupid shit. 2 to 5 years on indictment for the willful promotion of hatred, but hatred's not defined. And that's where I get scared, because like I've seen your comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
someone could say that it's hatred. Someone right? could say that it's this or that. Anyone can hang any type of label on anyone.
Right.
And then it's like up to you to prove that you're not, but it's
but how do you prove a negative?
How do you prove a feeling?
Right.
How do you prove a feeling? Like there's people who kill people. And they don't hate them. They don't feel anything for them. They're fucking sociopaths. Like, it's ridiculous. And just the term hate crimes in general is fucking a dumb thing. Like, it's like to have an emotion built into the charge is kind of silly. You killed them or you did.
Right. Yeah. And like, so it's like, I understand some of it. Cause it's like, it says, you know, content that sexually victimizes a child or re-victimizes a survivor. Re-victimizes a survivor. I'm like, okay, maybe it kind of depends because, you know, I'm like,
that's where it gets different. That's if you make a rape joke and someone has been raped.
Right.
That could be considered re-victimizing someone. And it's like, that's where it gets a little murky. It gets a little murky. And again, not to say that, you know, those are tasteful jokes. They aren't. We make them though sometimes. Like the purpose of jokes is to, you know, I hate that I have to explain this sometimes to people, is you know, you're kind of taking a black mirror to society. And
right,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call the mirror black, but but I think I'm safe until Trudeau's out, because he's the king of blackface.
He is the king of blackface.
When he looks in the mirror, that's what he sees. So but yeah, like it's our, you know, comedy and art is a reflection of what's happening in the real world. So the fact that people are trying to the fact that what we do can get dragged into something like this, which is ultimately designed to stop criminals and crime.
Right.
It makes the laws dangerous. Needs to be very, very clear guidelines on what this means. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Like, so another one of the, what are they calling this? Target 7 types of harmful content. Like, that's one of them. Another one, like, I don't understand why Trudeau would want this in here. Because it's in the sending of intimate content communicated without consent, which means he wouldn't be able to send his dick pics to that creepy son of his that's not his son.
I mean, it's a lot of projecting.
Right.
Here, one second. I just have a heater that came on. I want to turn that off. In case.
Yeah, knock yourself out. Do your thing.
Oh man, the beer fridge happened to be right next to the heater.
Look at that. I find it fun. So I don't understand your weird temperature thing. You know, that's Celsius. But you have a heater going on. My AC is turning on.
Oh yeah. Well, I shouldn't have the heater on right now. Like, it's warmer here now than it is. Like, it's we're in spring now. But where you live, it's much hotter.
It's 80 degrees right now.
Insane.
Which I don't know what that is in Celsius, but it's 80 degrees Fahrenheit right now. But yeah, content used to bully a child, there's no definition of that, so how do you say it's to bully a child, or, you know, it's a parent victimizing their own children?
Mm-hmm.
Content that induces a child to harm themselves, content that foments hatred, which again, we've discussed that. What is that? What does that mean? Content that incites violence, which I have issue with that, and content that incites violent extremism or terrorism, which I guess that's where the supporting of advocating for genocide comes in. But as somebody who truly has to rely on free speech, and so do many of the other comic because your group that you work for, your company is Cottage Comedy, correct?
Yeah, that's my company.
Yeah, Cottage Comedy. You can find them on Instagram at Cottage Comedy, right? A bunch of great comedians on there. I've watched most of the stuff. I've scrolled all the way through the page on the reels. I found some people on there I liked, but I don't remember their names right now because I didn't prep that
That's
part.
okay.
But one of them's a younger guy. He was talking about how he's like 70% gay, but he's straight. And yeah, that dude was funny. That dude was funny as
Kyle
crap.
Lucy, I think,
That's
maybe.
it. Yep, Kyle
Yeah,
Lucia. Yeah,
he's a good boy.
he was funny. But yeah, so follow Kyle. But so you have all of these comedians, and you know, many of them push envelopes, push boundaries, as great comedians do. If every comedian was safe, they'd all be Jimmy Kimmels and nobody would like them.
Also
So
did blackface.
he did blackface. He did black. He and Trudeau could have a contest on who did worse blackface. Because he did the
Mean, who
voice,
doesn't? But I mean, it's
but
those guys didn't want anyone to know about
right. Let he who has never done blackface cast the first stone,
It's the
but
guys who are embarrassed by their blackface that
right.
always end up getting caught.
You remember? I don't know if you remember the story or not, but there was a guy. He was running for governor of Virginia here in the States, and a picture came out, and it was a picture of him, and everybody was like, "Oh man, look at him! He's in blackface." And the picture is of a Halloween costume at a college party from like the 80s, and there's a dude who's in full minstrel blackface, everything, and standing next to the dude in full minstrel blackface, you know, suit, all that, is a KKK guy, and
Oh.
is a guy dressed up in a KKK uniform, and you know, hood, all of it. And I was like, man, what if he's not the one in blackface? And he knows he really can't say he's the one that dressed up as KKK because he never came out and said he was the one in blackface. But he was just
Yeah.
like, which one is worse? To be the guy, the white guy in blackface, or to be the guy that's dressed up as the KKK member on Halloween?
It's a little
Which.
bit of a different I think there's a little bit of a different cultural understanding at that time. So like in the 80s, it was way more lenient. You know, like people, I feel like people understand the hurt that that type of stuff caused more now. So it's less, you know,
Right.
it's much more frowned upon. Whereas back then, these fucking morons don't know anything any better. You know what I mean? So it's like,
Especially
how do you
from.
punish someone for that now? For some, you know, that's why Trudeau is still probably still prime minister, I mean, or prime minstrel.
Right.
But
Well, he's also getting all of that sweet, sweet Cuba money to help him because, you know, they got to help out their chosen son.
oh yeah, what about Haiti though? No hope for Haiti?
No hope for, well, no, because Fidel Castro didn't father their prime minister.
Eating ass is cannibalism.
Oh God. The list of people who had sex with Trudeau's mom is like an A-list party of all, is the A-list party of all A-list parties of the 80s.
I hate that I'm at the end of
Right.
Once I saw the fucking Dead Sea Scroll, I fucking cried. I mean, that's got to be considered treason, though, right? If you're the prime minister's wife and you're getting fucking balled out by all these dudes, like that's treason to our country.
Is it? I mean, like one of them was Keith
You're
Richards. Like, is
embarrassing
that?
us.
But it's Keith Richards. It's not like Keith Richards cared about state secrets or anything. Keith Richards was just like, oh, I might like let's do this.
Yeah, but all these guys come in and they fuck our prime minister's wife. That's a different type of conquest. You know what I mean? We
That's
might as
true.
well just give them the fucking country. You know what I mean? Like you planted your flag where it shouldn't be.
And now Cuba has now taken over in Canada.
Well, now we're communists, so
Right.
the Cuban Missile Crisis. Oh, that's not where the fucking missiles were pointed.
No, they were pointed north of America, and boy,
Those
did they
were cum
land.
rockets.
Woo. I hope my mom doesn't watch this episode. I'm gonna put
Hope
this
Trudeau's mom does.
If Trudeau's mom watches this episode, I just want to say I'm single, and I would like to be on that list. I really wouldn't mind. I'll give him a little brother.
He's down one.
Oh. Did his brother just die?
No, he had a brother that passed away a long time ago. It
Oh,
was an
did he?
avalanche. It was
Oh,
a
no
crazy,
shit.
yeah.
Oh,
And
that's
now
rough.
Justin's gonna lose in a landslide. So,
Oh, fuck.
that's bad. That's bad. I don't feel good about that one, but
Well, I
I
mean,
had to say it.
to be fair, Justin and you used to be friends on Facebook, and he deleted you.
Did I tell that on the
No, you and I were texting, and you said
Yeah, well, for the viewers or listeners at home,
that.
yeah, no, I was friends with Justin Trudeau on Facebook, and then when he became prime minister, he deleted me, and it's pretty sad. That was the only black friend I had. So dumb.
So dumb.
Can we get
Oh,
Jared
God.
Nathan on here? Because this couldn't get any more retarded.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, I'm gonna have to hit up Jared Nathan and be like, hey man, you want to come on an American political podcast? I would struggle on that one. I wouldn't know what to do with him. Be like, in Canada?
The connection fucked.
I think you're glitching. No, that's my stutter. I should have asked you this before the show, but like how much about like what deals you're working on am I allowed to talk about on the show?
What deals that I'm working on?
Yeah, you had a TV show deal, but I
Oh
don't
yeah,
think.
we won't talk about any of those things. Yeah,
Okay.
let's not talk about deals that haven't been done.
Okay. I
Yeah,
wasn't I wasn't sure where they were. We hadn't
yeah.
talked about it in a little while.
No, all good, all
Yeah.
good. Check out Pimp Daddy on YouTube.
Right.
That deal's done.
Yeah, check out
But
Pimp Daddy. It's gonna be on YouTube. But so like,
oh, you know what I did do though? I don't know if you guys heard this, but I got nominated for Canadian Screen Award for Roast Battle Canada. But Canadian Screen Awards are kind of like the Canadian equivalent to the Emmys, so that's kind of neat.
that's amazing.
Get to
What?
show up to a place where I'm not welcome.
Right. How do they expect that to go when you give an award at an event like that to somebody who famously roasts people? Like, if you win that award, what do they expect's gonna happen?
It's an ensemble thing, so there's no fucking way they're letting me touch a mic. I'll tell you that much. Russell Peters will get to say something. K. Trevor Wilson will probably get to say something.
Okay,
I'm
Trevor
not
Wilson,
gonna.
for anybody who doesn't know, he's from Letterkenny. I forgot his character's name in Letterkenny.
Squirrely Dan on
Squirrely Dan.
Letterkenny,
Yeah,
yeah,
he's Squirrely Dan in
and
Letterkenny.
he's hilarious. He's a
He's
great comic, man,
a fantastic
and good
comic.
friend.
His I think it's not Fruit Loops, it's Captain Crunch Berries. Bit the
Oh
Captain Crunch
yeah.
bit. His Captain Crunch bit had me in tears the first time I heard it. Anybody that hasn't seen it, go watch everything of Tyler Morrison's and then check out K. Trevor Wilson's Captain
There's
Crunch
another
bit.
one that K Trev had. It was the baloney face bit, and I wonder if it's on any of his albums, but it is one of my favorite bits ever. Oh, and here's a good K Trevor Wilson story. If you're a Letterkenny fan, you'll appreciate this more than people that don't know who he is. Well, and K-Trev was also on like Roast Battles, the US on Comedy Central, the US version, and he made the semifinals or whatever. He's in the final four. But anyway, K-Trev had this bit, and I texted him because I saw it online, and I said, "Hey man, I just want to let you know that I watched the baloney face bit, and it was one of the like most perfectly pieces of crafted comedy that I've ever seen." And I get a message back from him going, "New phone, who dis?" So I text him back and I say, "Louis CK." Because he had just opened for Louis CK at Just for Laughs like a couple weeks before. So he fucking thinks Louis CK has just sent him this amazing compliment about like just raving about his stand-up bit. And I don't say anything else. I just wait. About, I guess it would have been like a day or two later, I just get a text, "Oh, you motherfucker." He Googled my area code and realized I'm the only prick that lives in this area code that he knows. Oh, it was so funny.
Oh, and I'm literally picturing him saying it like out loud, like he would on Letterkenny, where, oh, you mother's fuckers with the S's on
Yeah.
the ends.
Oh yeah. No, he's a gem, man. And he's one of the reasons why I got onto the Roast Battle Canada series. He
Oh, very
I
cool.
know he went to bat for me and said, you know, to just kind of put in a good word. Me and him have worked on some stuff in the, you know, bunch of stuff in the past. And so it was really, really cool that I, you know, that he, you know, hyped me up to them. So the fact that I got to go on that and he's one of the judges, it's really been a good experience, you know, get some national exposure in Canada, which, you know, I previously wasn't getting a lot of TV time here. That just there's not a lot of that for edgy comics in Canada. There's not as
Weird.
many
I can't imagine
opportunities.
why. I can't
Yeah, I
imagine why
mean,
when you have laws saying,
everything's funded by the fucking government, you mean? Like
it
the whole system's ass backwards. Like, you
is
know, every
insane.
TV series, everything you got to do goes through the government and funding and shit. Like, no one just can be a fucking man and take out their checkbook and just fucking make something. That's how I do it. I don't know. I
Right.
probably should be in America, but
And you know,
God damn it. It's a
I would sponsor you and your family with open arms to come down and be in the balmy 80-degree weather in March, just so I could see you melt. But I would
Oh,
sponsor you so
buddy.
you could come down and hang out down here, so you could be able to say whatever you wanted to say and get you on to, you know, whatever show we needed to get you on.
I'm getting my work visa, so I'm gonna be coming down. Once I get my visa, I'll be able to come down and tour and
Dope.
do some shows down there. So that's
Excellent.
all in the works. Hopefully this summer I'll be able to have that.
That'll be so yeah, that'd be fantastic. And if you know, if you get a chance to come down and you're hanging out in this area, you're hanging out in this Tampa area for any extended period of time, me and my buddy, we would love to take you to a gun range. And so you can try
Ooh,
out all of the toys that you can't play with in Canada.
yeah. I went to one here at my buddy Ben Miner's. It was his bachelor party. We're shooting some nice guns up here, but I bet you guys got some insane shit down there.
Man,
Stuff we're
we
not
have
allowed
those
to
in
watch.
our we have those are in our houses.
In your living
Yeah.
room, yeah.
The shit that we have, just like one of my buddies, I won't say who on the show, but if he ever watches this, he'll know that who I'm talking about. He has guns all over his house. He has a gun in a holster on the back of his bathroom door, just in case that while he's in the bathroom, somebody comes in, he has it ready.
That's the
Like,
fucking level of paranoia I don't want
but
to have. You catch me shitting, I want to die. If you accidentally opened up the fucking bathroom stall at a public washroom.
he's got so many different weapons. It's crazy when we'll go to the range together and I'll bring my, like, you know, my two handguns, and he's bringing in bags And he's just like, which one do you want to shoot? And it's always a great time. So we would love to take you to do that so you can test out stuff that we have here.
Oh yeah, that'd be all right. That'd be all right. When I did that show in Saskatoon, my buddy Chris Joint picked me up. Fucking great name, eh? Joint.
Chris Joint.
Chris fucking Joint. Shout out to Joint Ski. He picks me up at the airport, and within like 30 minutes, we got a case of beer and we're shooting guns. Like, all right, I really am in Saskatoon.
There was so I went up to New Hampshire with a friend of mine years ago. This was a while ago, and we'd gone up to Boston to go catch some Red Sox games because Red Sox fans. I know Blue Jays,
That's all
but
right. That's all right.
yeah. Fun fact: your spring training for the Blue Jays, their stadium is 20 minutes from my house.
Oh, no shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dope stadium.
Dunedin.
Yeah, Dunedin. But so we go up to New Ham like so we're in Massachusetts, we're hanging out. We go to his brother's house out in New Hampshire, and we're like riding ATVs all over the place. And then we go out like he had a huge property at the time. So we go out a little bit further, and like he's got this whole shooting range set up, and we're like just sitting out there. And it was like the first time I'd used a handgun. I'd used rifles in the
Shit.
military and stuff. But we did we drop for a second?
Yeah, it's okay. We're back.
Okay. but we go out, and it was the first time I'd used a handgun. I'd used rifles in the military. I'd used rifles in the military, and so I'm using a handgun. I had no idea how to hold it properly. So like his brother had to come over and like reach his arms around me and like kind of caress around me to like make sure I get the grip right. And like he's like, no, like this. Like you're trying to
Yeah.
teach a girl how to putt-putt. He was doing that with my hands, and then he's just like,
Yeah.
now squeeze. And I'm like, bam. And I was like, oh. Okay, and then bap, bap, bap. Like it was just so like we had such a great time together. But it's just wild when you can just go do that. There's places here that I've driven to, and it's just been like, yeah, we're gonna go shooting today in my backyard. And
Oh,
it's
that's all
wild to
right.
be able to do.
Oh,
I was at an event with
when I was down in Florida, I guess last time I was in Florida, Roberto Alomar was on my flight. Toronto Blue Jay legend. He must
Yeah.
have been down for for spring training because it was around that time. And I kept hearing his name on the overhead, like on the speaker, that he was late. And he's like the last fucking dude on the flight. And he might as well fucking slid into home plate because he got
He's
there right at the last second. And then they seat him because he's Roberto Alomar. And then I get on
right.
the plane and I see him. I'm like, he knew that I fucking knew it was him. I couldn't contain it. I
No,
fucking love
absolutely. Yeah, no,
the
absolutely. I didn't like his brother. I liked him though.
Sandy.
Yeah.
Was it Sandy that hawked a Luge, or was it
Yeah.
Roberto that hawked
I
a
thought it
Luge?
was, wasn't it Sandy that hawked a Luge?
Sandy hawked the Luge. I kind of like Sandy. Lucky that it wasn't Roberto that hawked the Luge, because wasn't there some fucking
Yeah.
AIDS
But so like
some rumors? I don't know.
Yeah, but so with Sandy, like
That's bad.
he said something about the umpire's kid who had just died.
Oh, that's greasy.
And then he like I didn't really care about the loogie so much. Like I'm like, yeah, whatever, you're an umpire. But he
You talk
said
about a
something
guy's kid that
said
just
something
died.
about his d kid who had just died. Like I say don't talk about kids at all, like anytime until the kid's 18 and then free game. But
It's a
yeah,
dirty
the
move.
kid it was a dirty move, and I was just like, no. I want to make sure that I am bashing the right Alomar.
I think it
Sandy.
was Sandy Alomar, though. Let's make sure.
Yeah.
I don't like too many dudes named Sandy. If
Right.
your name's Sandy and you're a good guy, prove it.
He hacked the first. Is it him?
I think it was because he's a back catcher.
Yeah.
Feel like I recall.
Oh no, it was Roberto.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Yeah. It was Roberto Alomar.
Well, so I'm sorry, Sandy. I love every guy named Sandy, and I'm so sorry.
That's my bad,
Roberto, and
Sandy.
he said that about, he said some shit about the umpire's kid.
Yeah, no, there was something he said about there was something that he said about the umpire's kid who had just passed away, and like he was like, because he said something like, I don't remember what it is exactly, but it was something along the lines of maybe if you could have, maybe if you had better eyes, your kid wouldn't have died or something along those lines.
Ooh,
And it was just
ooh.
like, and he said that, and then he hawked the loogie. Like the loogie was the
Oh,
least offensive thing in that.
yeah. How's the loogie the worst thing? Or the
Right?
least offensive thing?
That's because you at home didn't hear that.
Was Roberto with the Jays when that happened?
No, I think he was with the Orioles when that happened.
You're right, he was with the Orioles. That's the thing about Baltimore. They're fucking
Right.
got real bad influence on our guys.
Yeah, because
Have you
we all
seen the
know
wire?
what
Have you seen the wire? These guys are real assholes.
we all remember Roger Clemens before he went to Toronto and after Toronto. We know what happened in Toronto. Everybody knows what happened in Toronto. He was getting juiced out. Well, not out the ass. He was getting juiced up the ass.
Is it more, I guess maybe more policed in America, the steroid shit? Like, is it looser in Canada? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think that I think that the trainer that he had that he got when he was in Toronto was like, look, we can figure out a way to get around the test that the MLB gives you. And was
Fuck
getting
yeah.
because he was on the downward turn of his career, and then he had this. That's why Boston got rid of him, and so he had this huge like turnaround. Went to Toronto, turned it all around, did amazing. And when he left to go to New York, one thing in his contract was you have to bring the trainer from Toronto.
I love that. I love the Rocket.
I man, as a Boston fan, I love the Rocket. I hate the
Can't
Rocket.
fucking hate him.
Man, he is the only pitcher in history to strike out 20 batters in a single game, and he did it twice. Like
That's fucking amazing.
that is fucking amazing.
I'm in Boston in a couple weeks. I was gonna go to a Red Sox game, but I don't think they're in town.
When are you going to be there?
Fuckers. The 28th to the 30th.
Of March?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, they're not going to be in town. I know where
Yeah,
they're
we're
going to be
doing
in Seattle.
fight stories live at Boston Comedy Festival.
Oh fuck yeah,
So that'll be
fuck yeah.
kind of cool.
For anybody who doesn't know, Fight Stories is another show that he does, which is also amazing, and you should check it out. Also on
Fight.
YouTube.
Yeah, Fight Stories is on YouTube
Yeah,
and
Fight Stories on
Apple
YouTube.
Podcasts,
Yeah.
Spotify, everywhere where you get your audio, but there is some video episodes as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say I listened on the podcast. I wasn't sure if it was video or not. I'm a subscriber. But yeah, I fucking love the Red Sox, and I loved Rocket. I loved Rocket so much until he went to the Yankees, and
Are
then
you
I
from
graduated.
Boston originally?
No, so originally I'm from Los Angeles, but then we moved to Rhode Island when I was a kid, and my dad
Okay.
took me to Fenway. I
Yeah.
kids. And that just after that, it sealed it. I actually grew up most of my life next to the Orioles, but I was always a Red
Okay, yeah.
Sox fan.
Where in
So,
Rhode Island?
Barrington?
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, I've been down to Rhode Island for they have a festival there, the Rogue Island Comedy Festival, and that's I think it's in Newport.
yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah,
Rhode
it's a
Island's
pretty
like
cool.
three cities. It's.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, there's
Newport, Barrington, and the
Providence.
capital, Providence.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to Providence and Newport. Yeah, I loved it down there. It's fun.
It's cool. It is a cool county, Rhode Island, because
I got
it's.
so drunk at that festival, the first show. Like I got in there, I just started getting fucking hammered. And I was so drunk that they were worried about putting me put me on stage, and I'm like, don't worry, I got this, I got this. And I went up and I absolutely decimated the place, but I was fucking hammered.
I feel like you just were like, hey, I'm Canadian, motherfuckers. I got
I got this.
this.
And I remember it was Tom Dustin was headlining, and I went a little bit over my time, and I walked. I know Tom, like he's a fucking great comic. Check out Tom Dustin. He's down in the Keys in Florida now, but he's a Boston guy,
Okay.
and he's got like a little comedy club down there that he's running. But that guy's so funny. And I came up to him like, dude, I'm so fucking sorry. I went over a little bit, and he looks at me, he goes, it was fucking worth it just to see that fucking set. And he's got the thick accent, right? And then I go to the after party, and I don't know, I must have been drinking. I was drinking with like the staff and everything too. But then the next day I came in there, and the whole staff comes out and starts applauding. I'm like, oh wow, I must have really been on one last night. Like everyone's fucking cheering. And then they're bringing me back into like behind the bar, and they have their own bottle, like the staff bottle of booze, and they're drinking with me in the back office. Like I don't know what I did the night before, but that was one of the best times ever. Doug Keys, if you're listening, bring me back, baby. I'll be good, I promise.
Oh fuck. Like, man, I can't, like, personally, I can't wait for you to get your work visa. And even if it takes you a while, if the next time you come down to Tampa, I can't wait to hang out with you in person. Like,
Oh
I
yeah.
enjoy sending you my shitty jokes and having you like read them and go, you should keep working. I think that is,
Yeah, I'll tell you if they suck.
yeah, I think that is the funniest thing. I'll be like, yeah, so I was thinking about this. Or you'll look at it and you just don't respond. And I'm like, wow, that one is so bad.
A little fucking cold shoulder sometimes goes a long way,
Yeah.
eh?
I don't remember if I sent it to you. I sent it to Landau. I sent it to Dave Landau, but when Elizabeth Hurley and her son, her weirdly attractive son, have you heard this story?
So tell me about it. I follow Elizabeth Hurley on Instagram, and I fucking think she's such a rocket still. But it's
So
like
much.
she's got to be fucking that kid, right?
Right?
It's
So, okay, so
weird.
her son wrote and directed a movie that stars his mom, which nothing weird about that, except there's a
Yeah.
lesbian scene, a softcore porn lesbian scene that she is in, that he is directing her.
How long does this podcast for? Oh my God. So yeah, that's uncomfortable. That's
Right?
uncomfortable, but
That is super uncomfortable. And as man, I wish I could credit, like Dave said this because it was better than my joke, but he said, I am personally outraged and I'm probably going to watch that scene 50 to 100 times just to know how angry I am about this.
I fucking love Lando.
I love Landau.
Guys,
He's
guys
actually,
are madness.
he's going to be the guest next week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so this one's airing on the 19th of March. He's airing on the 26th, which is actually
So a
my
little
birthday.
drop off on the ratings, but not too bad.
Right. Yeah,
Love it.
so.
And Lando's a fucking prince, man. He's a good lad. I love that guy. I saw him for the first time. It was when he was on Last Comic Standing, and I was like, right away, I'm like, oh, I love this guy.
Yeah.
This guy's
That
great.
was back when he had the
And then I got,
Mohawk, right?
yeah. I'm like, this
Yeah.
guy's exactly like my style of dude. And then we did when he was co-hosting Kumia's show. I was one of
Yeah.
the. I was on the show with John Moses. We w went on with Fight Stories, and so we got to do some of that with him. Yeah, he's a fucking beauty.
He
Funny
is,
comic.
and he's a funny cop. And I don't think that I'm telling tales out of school here, and I don't think he'll mind me saying this, but when I was hanging out with him back in November, it was right before you came on previously, the last time you came on. I was
Oh,
like,
yeah.
yeah, I've got Tyler Morrison coming on. He's like, oh man, that guy is so funny. I am a fan of him. And I was just like, that's,
Oh, cool, man. That's
yeah.
fucking it's totally mutual, 'cause yeah, it's nice when you meet when you run into like one of the real deal guys, you know, in
Yeah.
public.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's been fun, like kind of messaging that world of people because it's a world of people
Yeah.
that, like, I had a show last week that aired Tuesday. And me and the guy that were on it, me and my co-host on that episode, we were just kind of talking about it. He has another show And he's like, I want to bring on people who do music because, you know, it's the counterculture thing and they need to not worry about what they're saying. They just need to be able to go out and sing their songs or, you know, play their shows, whatever. I said, yeah, that's why I've been reaching out to comedians because one, if I can laugh through an episode, fuck yeah. Like that's going to make my time better. Like it's going to make it more enjoyable for me and for everybody that's watching or listening. But also like these are, you know, you guys are the counterculture at this point. Like I'm not going to be, oh, you're the modern day philosopher. No, you're not. But you are the guys who are the first front line of defense against things like this bill that's going on in Canada. Like Margaret Atwood's coming out and saying it's Orwellian, but like it's the comedians that I'm worried about. I'm not worried about Margaret Atwood.
Yeah, but Margaret Atwood's against it? That's fucking, that's interesting. Like that old broad's against it. It can't be good.
Right. That's what one of the things I found weird was that, she said, she was quoted as saying, if this account of the bill is true, it's letters de cachet, I don't know what this is, all over again. The possibilities for revenge, false accusations, plus thought crime stuff are so inviting. Trudeau's Orwellian online harms bill.
Fuck, I want to bang Margaret Atwood.
And then Michael Taub, who is a Wall Street Journal columnist who's from up there, he compared it to Minority Report because one of the parts in there says the law would also allow a provincial judge to impose house arrest and a fine if there were reasonable grounds to believe that a defendant will commit a crime.
House arrest.
If they believe that somebody will commit a crime, not they have committed a crime, if they will commit a crime.
But I have my vaccines.
Right. That was only the beginning, sir. Well, no,
good thing I live in my transport truck. Drive it to the fucking capital.
Oh, fuck. God. Well, but it is always good to have you on. As I said before, you can come on anytime. If you've got other comedians who have specials, you can come on to pitch their specials. I don't care. I will have you on anytime you want to come on.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. It's fun. I forgot that we were doing this because I just forget every 10 seconds. Right. And then I get the message from you. I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to do a podcast. And I look at my wife, I'm like, at least it's one I like doing. I appreciate you having me on, man. It's we have a good time, and I hope it's funny. I hope people enjoy it.
I got great feedback from the last one. Hopefully I get great feedback from this one. Like I got, so a while ago, I got in trouble on YouTube and Facebook. So it's like, I haven't been able to stream there. So it's like, I've got limited streaming through Rumble right now. And like, and I've been like, I don't want to go back to YouTube and Facebook because, you know.
So this is just on Rumble.
Yeah.
Fucking Trump. I don't have my MAGA hat out here. Fuck.
Do you really have a MAGA hat?
Well, I got a fucking MAGA hat. I don't give a fuck about politics, but I just think it's so funny how mad people get when you wear a MAGA hat.
Fuck yeah, they do.
What I do is I wear it backwards, and then like everyone's nice to you, and then you turn around, they just see that. They're like, oh, fuck.
So it's different down here because like I had a red hat. Like I'm not a Trump guy. I don't believe in organized government. Like I'm not a Biden guy. So
that's it. I don't give a fuck. I don't like any politician. Anyone that aspires to politics, I feel like it's
right.
It's horse shit. That's not my fucking style. But I do think Trump is funny.
Oh, I think he's that dude is fucking hilarious. That dude fucking is so goddamn funny. The stuff that Meatball Ron, terrible governor. Don't know why he's doing it. Don't know why he's running for president. Chicago, nobody likes him.
Windy City. Some may even say it's the windiest.
it's not even why it's called. Fuck, he's funny. But yeah, like I had a red hat that I would wear backwards and people would give me dirty looks, but it was a Red Sox hat. And like, so I'd turn it around and be like, this is the B. And they'd be like, so I just stopped wearing that because they saw a red hat and it was over.
It's wild, man. No, when Trump was like first running for president, I got the MAGA hat. It was kind of like a joke type thing, and like this guy's never gonna be fucking president, but it's like it's hilarious. And then all of a sudden that hat becomes synonymous with like a the people that hate it turn it into a symbol of they try and they put something else on it, and
It
it's just
became
becomes like.
it became a symbol of hatred. And it said, "Make America great again." And it became a symbol of hatred. It's just like, wow, you guys took this to the umpteenth level.
Yeah, and it's a weird scenario. So yeah, that hat like got worse and worse as I had it when I was okay. It's like I had a fucking a
You had the hipster
Cleveland Indians
version.
hat too, and that you can't wear that anymore.
Oh man, I still wear that one. I still.
The MAGA hat though got it fast tracked.
I still wear my Chief Wahoo hat. I got it in Cleveland the year before they switched to be the Guardians. And I bought the Chief Wahoo hat just so I could
Fuck,
have
man.
it.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck that. Fuck all that bullshit. And again, yeah, I'm not big into politicians, and I'm certainly not big into partisan politics where it's like, the team picking. I think it's fucking bullshit. Like, you should make up your mind on every issue individually, and hopefully there's more people that can actually do that. But there's just so much of I'm on this team, I'm on, and you're on that team. That's what divides everyone, and that's what, I don't have faith in individuals.
No. Yeah, that's my thing. I don't have. Like, that's why I don't like politicians. And people always say, well, if we don't have politicians, you're thinking that your neighbor is going to do good. And I was like, I have more faith that my neighbor is going to be a good person as opposed to the person that wants to rule over all of us.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, there is that, and I don't know. I feel like Donald Trump betrayed all of us when he stopped doing Celebrity Apprentice. That was my wife and I. That was our favorite show. Fucking,
If I
why you gotta do us dirty, Donald?
Well, so what's
Although the
funny?
debates are amazing.
Oh my God,
I hope he crushes everyone.
I don't think there's going to be debates this year. Like, I don't think that they're going to do them. I think that because Trump backed out of all of the Republican debates and he's like, why would I do it? I'm in the lead. I don't have to do it. Why? They're chasing
Yeah.
me. I don't want to go there. I
A
don't
good
want them.
impression, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good impression.
I appreciate that. I've been working on that for 4 years now. Actually,
It's
no, it's coming up on eight.
the little recoil that he does. The yeah.
But like he was like, I don't want to do it. They're chasing me. I don't want them to just attack me, which I understand his logic. But in doing so, once he won the nomination, now Joe Biden, he just has to sit there and go, I don't want to do. I'm not going to stand on stage with an insurrectionist who's going against our country and who's garbage. Like, so I
Yeah,
don't feel like,
Biden
I don't,
fucking sucks.
yeah, I don't think that there's going to be debates, which, whatever. Like, I don't think debates change anybody's mind on anything. I wanted to watch them for the entertainment value.
Yeah.
Because the last ones were dumpster fires and it was the greatest television I've seen in years.
It's
Outside of
unreal. I
your
mean,
shows, of course.
I do think like with Donald Trump, one of the reasons I didn't like him personally, like as a Canadian, is he is like, I'm not American, I don't live in America, so I don't benefit from any of the good that Trump does. So like Trump understands that our prime minister is a fucking pussy, and he treats him as such, and he fucking bullies Justin Trudeau, and that's not like, that sucks for like Canadians. So for me, like Donald Trump, is kind of not when he was president, he was, he's starting trade wars with Canada and shit. Like, that's not good for Canadians. So ultimately, why would I fucking like Donald Trump?
No, that
But
makes
he is
sense.
hilarious. But it's also partially because our prime minister fucking sucks and is a weenie. So like it, so Donald Trump is exactly the worst president that Canada could have when we have the type of prime minister that we have. So that's sort of If we had when we had Stephen Harper, I think it would be a much different dynamic between the two countries when you have a Trump. And so that's, I don't know about much about the next guy that's going to be going against Trudeau, which I should look up a little bit more on Pierre Poilievre. But the dynamic between those two doesn't work. Biden and Trudeau are both, they're fucking wusses, so it's
Yeah, no, they work well together because of that, because they're both.
yeah, but what do they do for any, you know what I mean? What are they doing that's good? So ultimately, I mean, yeah, I just
Yeah, I.
it's hard to say, man.
No,
I'm
I
not a bit,
mean.
I don't claim to be a fucking political expert. I just make jokes about everything that I see, and I do not discriminate. If you've ever seen my comedy, you know that I got jokes about every fucking type of politician. If you fuck up and you come through my crosshairs, I'm taking the shot. Like
No, absolutely. No, absolutely. And that's
everyone
one of the
goes
things I
down.
respect about you.
So.
The funniest joke that I've ever seen you do.
And I won't disparage the fast food industry. I could never do it. You're looking at a guy who once got fired from Taco Bell because I wouldn't give a kid in a wheelchair the walk-in special. You can't walk in, you're not special. Roll your ass on down to the drive-thru, son. What is this, fucking Meals on Wheels? What? Are you in a wheelchair? Stand up so we can see you.
The bit is about how I used to work at Taco Bell. I got fired because I wouldn't give a kid in a wheelchair the walk-in special, and then I go on from there. But that's a joke I hadn't done in like probably like 15, 16 years. It was early in my act. It was one of my first bits in comedy, and I realized, oh, I'd never put that on any of my albums before or any of my specials. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it just as like an inside joke to myself that this is gonna fucking kill on the special that's is still great 20 years later. So I do the fucking bit, and then sure enough, there's a guy in a wheelchair in the crowd
Who's
who yells
offended?
out, "Yeah, well, yeah." And I didn't think he was when he yelled out. I thought he was just playing along.
Right.
So when he yelled out, he's like, "What, you don't like the wheels on my chair, bro?" And then I fucking hit him with the line, and it was like Val Kilmer and Tombstone, just the fastest gun in the West. It was just so fucking cold and quick. And like to me, I'm like, oh, that's like the best part of the special because it's just bang.
It
Just
was
shows like
so fast.
I'm not always that fast. It just happened to be. And it's
Right.
like, but if you're that, if you are quick, more often than not, you can be. Close to that fast, but that was like fucking very accurate banger. And the way the crowd reacted, and then the aftermath of that is, I guess he wanted to leave, and they had to carry him out of the club because it's like in the basement, so they're fucking carrying the guy in the wheelchair out of the fucking show. I was yelling at my camera guys because they didn't fucking pick up what was going on in the crowd. They should have been filming what was happening in that audience during that special because I walked over
Right.
30 people. And then a guy in a wheelchair, but ultimately, I do feel bad about like for him in general because I did hear that it was something where it was he was in a wheelchair, he was in an accident, it was like something that wasn't even his fault, like he was like got hit by someone, and he was like this was him coming out to like have fun again, and he thought he was ready for dark jokes, and then he turned out to not be. And ultimately, that's not on me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, because offense is taken, not given, and he just wasn't ready for that. But like, I do have empathy for the guy. Like, I like,
Like the
dude,
situation
everyone,
sucks.
yeah, I feel bad for him. I don't know, but I don't know that. And when you yell out like that and interrupt me, and you're at the type of show that we're at, and you hear the type of jokes that are going on already, you have to anticipate that the comedian is going to hammer that.
Oh yeah,
it was when, far enough into the show that you know what it's about, you know.
I went to see David Lucas a couple weeks back. I think I told you about it, but I went to go see David Lucas a couple weeks back, and at the end of the show, he was like, "Hey, okay, so I'm you know, what am I famous for?" And somebody in the audience was like, "Roasting," and he's like, "Yeah, roasting." So if five guys and five girls want to be roasted, line up right here. So I ran up because I was like, "Fuck yeah, I want to be roasted," and he didn't roast me hard because I'd given him tickets to an attraction and he found out that I was the person that gave him the tickets. But like when I first walked up on stage, he was like, "Look at you, you goofy son of a bitch." And then he hit me with, "You look like a serial rapist." And I was just like, "I don't, all right." And then he's told me that I looked old and I was just like, well, fuck that one. Okay. But like, I wasn't taking offense. I didn't take offense to any of it, but then like he was hitting people hard, but I know going to David Lucas, he could roast me. I signed up for it. Like, I'm not going to be upset about the shit that he says.
Yeah. And in Canada, like really, there's not too many comics in Canada that are like known. So they just go to comedy like it's a genre, but they go, but you don't go to a music concert because it's music. You've understand what type of music it is,
right?
Hopefully you know who the artist is,
right?
You know, like it was just they came to the comedy club and that night wasn't the educated comedy fan base for the for a good section of it. They had just come from like probably the Jays game, and I think the Jays had lost and everyone was all fucking pissed off. But yeah, it was a circus, man, and it was a walkathon, is what I call it, when you're just walking motherfuckers out the door.
Toronto, you're going to have to get ready. You got to decide if you want jokey jokey or wokey wokey.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Well, when I told him, "I will break you," I think that was like the TSN turning point of the show. And then it was like, they knew I'm not letting off the throttle. That special out of all the specials I've done is definitely the most it's different from other specials because you feel this like danger in the room. Like you can just feel it through the screen.
Yes, you can.
I picked up on it and like I knew what it was when I fucking shot it. Like I knew, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be something.
Right. it is so fantastic. God.
While it was happening though, like there's a part that I don't know if do we talk about all this on the last one? I don't want to
we talked about a bunch of it. Like so I know that like
yeah.
This was like the Saturday show or the Sunday show, but the Friday
night, Saturday show, Thursday, yeah. And we don't gotta go through it all, but all right. They can watch the old one. But yeah, it was certainly a thing where at a certain point the audience pissed me off enough where I'm like, fuck this, I'm gonna fucking win now. Now I'm gonna come back. And so like the second part of it is me just mounting a comeback.
Yeah.
And you can fucking feel it rising.
It's so good. And then it closes with the guy giving you the finger.
Oh yeah, the old man that flipped me off.
Yeah.
Fuck, I would love to fight him, but
I understand that feeling now, as we were talking before the show, which we don't have to go into.
I actually didn't want to fight him. I just didn't like that he was fucking that he was interrupting in the middle of the show. I got money on the line, motherfucker. That's the worst part about producing your own shit is when you're on stage and it's fucking up and you're not thinking about the comedy. You're thinking about the fucking money you're losing. Yeah. It's like it'd be like if you're a fucking like an athlete and you're betting on yourself, like illegally gambling. And your team's losing.
You're Pete Rosen it up. You're just yeah. betting. Oh, yeah. I feel you're like, just like, oh, why aren't you pitching better?
Oh, this is no bueno.
Well, bro, like, again, anytime you want to come on, please come on. If any of the people from Cottage Comedy want to come on, I don't care what their political affiliations are. I will have any of them on. We can talk about anything. I don't care. Yeah, I want to support you. I want to support Cottage Comedy. I want to see you guys do fantastic. And I want you to get your work visa so I can watch you live in person.
Should have it in July is what the word is. So I'm just waiting to hear.
Dope. Dope. Well, I'm gonna be in Austin next week, next Tuesday or next Monday for Kill
Oh,
Tony.
cool.
So
Nice.
yeah, I'm
If you
looking forward to
meet Tony, tell him I said what's up.
I will. Yeah, I
I
will.
haven't seen you in a long time, so.
I almost thought about asking you to just give me a minute of shit you've never like just your throwaway crap. And then like if I get called up, just read that and be like, these aren't mine. Tyler Morrison wrote these for me.
No, don't do that shit. Go do your own, man. You can do it.
Man, you have seen the jokes I send you. They're not good.
That's okay. That's part of the process, buddy.
Right.
You take the hits and then you will learn.
Well,
You learn to bridge the gap.
yeah, that's the key is learning to bridge that gap. It's harder to do it in this format because I have no idea what people out there find funny. I know what people find funny when we do the live when we used to do live shows.
Oh yeah.
Like in-person shows, I knew what people found funny. But the shit that I do now, I'm like, I don't know if people like this at all. But I'm gonna keep
Oh,
writing
they fucking hate it, I guarantee.
it. But yeah, again, anytime you want to come on, just hit me up, let me know. I'm gonna continue to send you shitty jokes, so you can tell me
Right
that I need to keep working on it.
on. All good, man. And I'll send you a sneak preview of the special.
Beautiful.
So
Beautiful. Yeah, looking forward to it, buddy. Anyway,
awesome.
I will talk to you soon. I'm gonna close the show out, and we will do this again very soon, I hope.
Sounds good. And to everyone, you
Oh.
can check me out.
Yeah,
Pimp Daddy
picture
is
stuff.
on YouTube. Yeah, Tyler Morrison, Pimp Daddy. Follow me on Instagram at Tyler Morrison 123, X at Tyler Morrison 1. I got there for, before the other fucking people.
The other 122 on Patreon, it's just patreon.com/Tyler Morrison.
That's it. That's
Yep.
it. Lots of bonus shit on there, man.
Yeah, now the stuff that I have seen on Patreon, fantastic. I'm eventually gonna pony up and just give you the dough. I know that's gonna happen. But yeah, I'll talk to you again soon. Have yourself a fantastic week, and I'm looking forward to seeing this special.
Sounds good, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thanks to everyone that
Beautiful.
checked it out.
Wasn't that man, Tyler's so great. I love that guy. I can't wait to have him on. He knows that he has a standing invite to show up here anytime that he wants to, and I hope that he does. I hope he comes as often as he wants. Anytime that he decides that he wants to slum it on my show, it is open for him. And I hope that he is a regular guest for many years to come. Tune in next week. It is going to be my birthday. So tune in next week where I will have a very special guest, Dave Landau, is going to be coming on, and we are going to be talking. I don't know what we're talking about yet. I haven't decided, but it's going to be a great time. I love Dave Landau, another comedian who also has to do the same thing. He has to be worried about what it is that he's saying. So be sure to tune in for that. That's going to be on my birthday, March 26th, and that will be pre-recorded as well. So tune in there, and I will see you all after that. Have a great weekend. Have a fantastic rest of the month, because everything from here on out is going to be pre-recorded. Have a great rest of the month, and remember, where we're going, we don't need roads.